Here's the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for July 14th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. The death toll from the Central Texas flooding reached 132 today, while an estimated 150 people remain missing. The flood happened 10 days ago in the United States of America. Now, we've been dealing with harsh weather events in this country and around the world, of course, in greater strength and frequency. We understand, as an educated populace, that climate change is caused by fossil fuel emissions. We understand that unless measures are taken to mitigate the severity of these weather events, a country must undergo a political, but even more importantly, an economic will to change. Change for the better. It may have taken far too long than it should have, but we started to make those changes as our country began major investments in clean energy finally. Investments that even some energy companies were beginning to do themselves as the worldwide marketplace realized that relying on old, inefficient energy sources of the past were no longer sustainable. Even more, we realized as a country that cutting back on government agencies designed to help with those devastated by crippling, destructive, and violent weather events was something considered unthinkable. Yet, the Trump regime and its MAGA cult wanted to turn the unthinkable into written law. And with this Texas flooding, we're gaining a glimpse into how MAGA Republicans and their corporate authoritarian policies and conspiracy theories are virtually killing Americans. Now, I'm not saying dear leader Trump and his regime and his corporate backers killed 132 people last week in that flood, but I am saying the policies they push, the corporate forces they represent, and the propaganda and lies they disseminate are hurting Americans with the purpose of enriching the elite and untouchable corporate class. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has said on multiple occasions how it is the regime's goal to put FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, on the chopping block. The regime and its corporate donors believe that FEMA is part of the bloat in government and believe in gutting it so that states can fend for themselves. You see, we have more tax breaks we have to give the corporations and the billionaires. We can't worry about helping the little people. Watching how Texas officials are handling this flooding or other disasters, such as the Texas freeze of a few years ago, who in Texas really feels safe that their government representatives, representatives bought and paid for by the fossil fuel industry, will do the right thing? I mean, we're learning how the Biden administration sent federal funds to Kerr County, Texas, where the flooding hit, to help people in Kerr County with storm drain upgrades and storm communication upgrades designed to, yes, save lives. And yet the MAGA-brained county commission there voted against the money because they viewed it as quote-unquote Biden money, which would be used to enslave them. Now, those commissioners are rightly getting criticized for their extremism, and Kristi Noem is getting rightly hammered as well, as the New York Times reported how Noem slashed FEMA direct assistance line spending so much so that response rates for emergency calls dropped from 99% to 35%. All so that Noem and the regime can spend more time and money kidnapping people and sending them to concentration camps across the country. At a time when extreme weather events, events that are called 500-year storms, which are happening every year now, that are killing more people and devastating more areas, now doesn't seem like the best time to cut clean energy investments as the MAGA murder budget does. And nor does the regime slashing of around $87 million designed to help Michigan deal with climate change disasters seem like a brilliant move either. And in Michigan, we saw how a belief that rich, corporate, elite, untouchable types can fix all problems and how the best solution is always gutting government led to the Flint water crisis. And as Texas reminds us once again, dear leader Kristi Noem and Republicans in Congress don't care about us. They only care about themselves and their elite, hand-picked group of friends. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.